Welcome to Choose to Become, a podcast about discovering yourself, cultivating self-love, and choosing to do the work to become the very best version of you. I'm your host, Lindsay Casey, and I'm so excited that you're here. On this show, we talk about all the things. We talk about self-development, healing, and just basically creating a life that we love. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, and welcome to Choose to Become. This is a special episode. I'm so glad that you're here. If you're listening, either you're a diehard Lindsay fan, which, hey, I love that for me and I love that for you. But otherwise, you're here because you're probably thinking about your relationship with alcohol or maybe someone that you know and love. But most likely it's you, right? So welcome. You're in a safe space. I hope that I'm in a safe space. I know that I am. But yes, this is all about my journey with quitting booze in September of 2022. So crazy to think about it. It's been like almost a year and a half now, and so much has changed, and I've realized so much. And it's been quite the fucking journey, right? Like, oh my goodness. So we'll get into all of it. We will have my story, like why I decided to stop drinking, and then what kind of helped me in those early days, because y'all, the early days are the hardest. Obviously, physically, your body is literally detoxing from the alcohol, but mentally, it's hard too, because you're really trying to get clear on this new choice that you made. Often, you are just, you know, there's a reason you clicked on this episode. So much of this is going to resonate. And I think that is why I'm so excited to share this episode and why this one is such a like big warm hug feeling for me, because A, it's a big accomplishment for me. And B, I know how hard it is to quit drinking. I know how hard it is in those last few months and sometimes years for people where you're realizing that you need to stop and you're doing all the mental gymnastics to keep it in your life, but deep down you know that you need to stop. So the fact that you're hearing this is just, it's really exciting, because what if this is the seed, right? So if you are new here, like it needs to really just drop in. So if you're doing something else, which we often are when we're listening to a podcast, I want you to just kind of arrive here. It's fine to multitask, but just be here now with the words as you multitask. I have ADHD, so I get it. Sometimes it's nice to have something else to do while you're listening and you're so there and so present. So I get it. But I want you to take a deep breath wherever you are. Big inhale. And then open the mouth, let the breath go. And then I want you to do that again. Biggest inhale of the day so far. Open the mouth, let it all go. And just notice how you're feeling, maybe continuing to breathe in that way where you're utilizing the full lung space. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm teaching a class. If you ever come to my class, and that line is very fucking familiar to you. But welcome, and I'm so glad you're here. And I do want to be a little more grounded for this, because A, this is like fucking hella deep. Like, I have read parts of my book on here, but I don't know what parts of it. I don't remember. It was like years ago. So yeah, this is like really personal. So my why with drinking is I realized like during the pandemic and like working from home that was how I was coping with the like inevitable anxiety of the impending doom that we were all living through. Remember that, guys? Doesn't it feel like a fucking distant memory? Like, doesn't it? I was just talking to somebody about this recently. Like, 2020 just feels like past life almost. But yet we're still kind of in it. It's just really interesting. But I digress per usual. But yeah, like I noticed I was leaning into it. And I've noticed that before, that is something that I can lean into. And if you don't know my full story, like before I had children almost 18 years ago, which is crazy, I was addicted to like hard drugs. So I had to kind of walk that journey for a couple of years until I decided like, you know, fuck that. I don't want that for myself. My biological mother died of a heroin overdose. So like, sort of a really fucked up blessing in disguise because I understood where this could lead. So it got me out of that life more quickly than I think I would have otherwise. So like, huge blessing, right? But yeah, like, so I understand addiction well is why I share that. But I did go through a period where I was able to drink. Like, I had never had an issue with it. It was totally fine for like years and years and years. And during the pandemic, I noticed that I was leaning into it way too much. And like, I just was like on this kind of journey and not feeling really free in my life. And I think that was something that was undeniable, you know? So it's like for a few months before I actually stopped, you know, I was like listening to like different podcasts about like sober, like being sober or sober curious. And I can't even talk. And yeah, like it really, I guess I was sober curious. So like I was learning through these other people's experience, like, oh my gosh, this is a thing. So I immediately felt less alone because my first thing was like, am I going to be lame? Like, I'm already hella introverted. Like, if I take liquor out of the mix, am I going to even want to be social? Like, there was so much at play. But I also knew deep down, which was why I never really said it out loud, because I understand addiction so well. I knew that if I was like going to stand 10 toes down on I have a problem with alcohol and I'm leaning into it too much and I need to take a break. I knew once I said that out loud to someone else or truly to myself that like I would actually have to stop drinking. And for several months, like I wasn't, like I'm being so honest. And it's like, it's so interesting because as I'm saying it, like I can feel shame like want to come up. But then it's like immediately like myself comes in and it's like, there's literally nothing to be ashamed of because of the amount of people that have reached out to me once I posted on Instagram about my journey with not drinking alcohol. It's just so interesting. So I know that shame isn't even on the table, but it's like patterns never die. Triggers never die. We just become more aware of it. So you'll see that shame come up, but then you'll realize like, oh, that's just an old way of thinking. And like, I don't actually feel shame around it. It's actually really empowering. So yeah, like I realized I was leaning too much into it. And when I realized that I was leaning too much into alcohol, I, you know, again, was listening to podcasts, doing my research, and started listening to like this audiobook called Quit Like a Woman, I think. But it wasn't really resonating because I wasn't ready yet. Like I wasn't there yet. So fast forward to like September, it was September 6th, I'll never forget. I was listening to the Crime Junkies podcast. And are there any fellow, like side note, who are my other fellow Crime Junkies? I know one of y'all also listens to Crime Junkies. So send me a DM on Instagram at Lindsay Casey and let me know if you're also a Crime Junkie. Love a good podcast, right? But yeah, so like it was the episode where Britt came on and like, if you don't watch Crime Junkies, you're like, bitch, who the fuck is Britt and where was she? She was like the co-host with the main lady. And so she had been away, like she had like a brain bleed, like some crazy shit happened, but like we didn't really know what happened. So she came on, y'all, and shared her story. Long story short, her brain like was bleeding because she was like fucking secretly drinking. And I don't know what it was about that story, but like that shit hit me like a ton of bricks. Like literally, I just sat down. I remember sitting down. I dropped the kids off at school. When I sat down and I just was like sobbing, like face all the way fucked up, sobbing, red-faced, like swollen for the rest of the day type eyes. Like it just really hit me and I really, it's like you never know that about a person. Like you never know what's happening. But to think that this regular person that you listen to all the time could have been secretly battling with that and knowing that you're battling with that, it was just like, oh my gosh, like A, I'm not alone, but B, I don't want my motherfucking brain to start bleeding, bitch. Like, I don't know. Like everybody has their own wake-up call. Like you often hear like, oh, you can hear the same quote several times in your life, but like you'll hear it one time and it just clicks and everything has changed after that. Like, what is it called? Like a sliding door moment, I think. But yeah, I heard that and I just was like, I can't drink anymore. I remember I called my brother Josh and like told him, Yeah, I called him and told him, and he was so chill about it. Like, I love him. He's amazing. And if you know his, I'm gonna have him on a podcast episode. We're working on the equipment to have like an interview, but like, yeah, he's so inspiring. He's, 41 and has been battling stage 4 cancer for 10 fucking years. The safest of spaces, though. And yeah, like he just was like received that information and held the space for me and was not judgmental at all. But like kept checking in with me and was like really just like a great supporter in that early stage where like I was in shame. It's so interesting how at first there's so much shame around it. And like I want to be so transparent, even though it's so uncomfortable right now to like even record, but like especially for me being a yoga teacher or being an author, being someone in the community that people look to as a sort of figure, you know, whatever the fuck. This is so like weird to talk about this aspect, but like, yeah, people look to me for like advice and things. And I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, the other side of that same coin is there is a lot of shame around, you know, oh, well, if I have it all together, then how is that going to affect me? And how are people going to look at me and whatever? But it's like, I also don't have the, I can't show up in a way that's fake. So it's like, I just won't show up. So anyways, I don't know. I got sidetracked ADHD, but yeah. So that day I was listening to that podcast. I decided to quit drinking. I talked to my brother and I immediately started listening to like Fucking Sober. It's like a podcast and it was season one. And I just like binged it like that first day. This was like when I was with my ex. So I was like walking my dog, our dog, now his dog. And yeah, like I just binged it. And like, honestly, like having the dog to walk was really helpful because I was working at home at that point. And that's hard, right? To like be home and like, you know, my ex at the time still drank. So like, it was such a strong decision. And honestly, it was the same way when I quit doing drugs, you know, 18, almost 19 years or damn 19, almost 20 years ago. It was just like, I was done. And I knew that that wasn't part of my story. And that's why I think I believe so much in manifestation because I literally live it on accident first, but on purpose now. Yeah. So that's what worked for me in the first few days. That was a nice, easy segue into that. The first few days, what worked for me was like talking to my brother, my one trusted person, about how I felt and what I had actually been doing. And like, so that way it helped me to hear myself say out loud how much I had actually been drinking and how much I had actually been hiding it. And as much as it was uncomfortable, it was actually so fucking freeing. It felt so good to share it with someone else because I'd been in this sort of like mental shit show, mental fucking circus of like, it was bad. Like I was going to different liquor stores to avoid going to like the same one because I was going every day almost to get a small bottle because I didn't trust that I wouldn't drink too much. And I was also kind of hiding it. So I had like the littler, but like, it was like getting to a place where it was like, I knew that it was like, I'm in addiction. This is like straight. I'm very functional, which is the dangerous part, is like I can like hide shit well, but like I am also very self-aware, which thank God, because I know no one's coming to save me because I was, you know, grew up without parents and stuff. Like, so that serves me now because I know if I go off the deep end, I'm out there with the sharks, y'all. Like there's no one coming to get me and save me. So let's segue into you. Let's talk about you. Okay. If you're here, I want you to think about your relationship with alcohol. You probably already are, have been for a while, maybe. And I want you to first and foremost, like, take the shame away. You know, it's easier said than done because I lived through that period. But let me tell you, as someone who has not drank, and let me check my app. Here's a fun fact. Get the app. It's called, maybe I'll link it in the show notes. It's called Sober Buddy. It's a free app. You can like get a paid version, but I didn't. I'm trying to get my numbers. I am 492 days sober, bitch. Well, hi, Lindsay. How are you feeling? I'm feeling great. I'm reporting my podcast. Oh, we're updating it together, y'all. Says, I know you can feel. Oh, look, it's like, this is like how sweet the app is. I know you can feel guilty for all the things you regret, but each day is a new opportunity to heal your broken pieces. Use good days to heal something. Aw. And then I asked you if you've been sober since you last checked in. I checked in January 4th. Yes, I have been. Womp womp. 492 days. That was fun. And I still do it, and I don't do it every day, but like it's just nice to like check in and like be tethered a little bit to it. Another thing is back to like, you know, you and your relationship with alcohol is like the shame kind of goes away once you quit drinking. Like, yes, you'll look back and think of things in regret, but like as soon as you start to look forward, which you'll start to do that more and more the less you drink, because it's just so much easier to look at the future further out. Because I think when you're in that sort of drinker phase, like for me personally, I was spending so much time thinking about what my next drink was going to be and how I was going to have it and how I could sort of do it at a time and like timeline it with what I had to do later and if I had to drive. I just like the amount of time that I spent thinking about when I would have my next drink, what it would be, how I would hide it sometimes, if I was going somewhere, if they had alcohol there, like even now, like it's so crazy like to share, because I haven't really shared about this part of my journey, but like I'm writing about it right now just for a little book of essays that I'm working on. You heard it here first, y'all. But just about my time in New York and getting sober and just being single, and there's a lot there. So it'll be fun and a little spicy, but it'll be a fun book. And definitely going to have an essay about quitting alcohol, which I started. And the first line of it, I'll give you a sneak peek. I'm just giving all my little muffin goodies today. First line is, I wonder if the guys at the liquor store think I'm dead. Because I just stopped going and I was like a regular. And the sad part is I was going to different liquor stores, y'all. Like, what the fuck? But I'll tell you this, my skin looks amazing. If nothing else, bitches, your skin will look amazing. You'll look 10 years younger. I just turned 40. I haven't had Botox in a year. Hello. And it's definitely time. We're going to sit up here and act like it's not time. But I will definitely need less. And I definitely have been doing well out here, raw dogging life. Speaking of raw dogging life, that is a term that we are coining. And it's just so empowering and it's so fun, because when you think about it and how much we used alcohol as a crutch or as a way to numb out, and then you're going through things, especially socially, like for me, I'm such an introvert. So being out socially, I love it now. I do so well with people because I'm just me and I don't need anything to sort of pregame. I just, everywhere I go, it's just Lindsay. And like, it might be like giggly, happy Lindsay. It might be quiet, stressed Lindsay. Like, but it's me and it's transparent and it's real. And it's like, it's honest, you know? So like, that's been the biggest blessing of being booze free is like, I don't have to pregame, like I'm already locked in, you know, by default. So it's like one thing I don't have to think about anymore, which is great, which creates space for so many other things, like my creativity and different things like that. Like just so many different things that have opened up with getting to know myself better and like really going through a breakup sober for the first time, you know, and like coming out of a relationship not traumatized for the first time and really just enjoying being single and enjoying my children and enjoying living in New York. Like I didn't come out here to be single, but here we are. So just embracing that and being open and enjoying being a grown-ass woman. If you're questioning your relationship with alcohol, please feel free to reach out to me. I will link down below the podcasts that have helped me, and you know, feel free to follow their Instagrams as well. There's a lot of great content. And yeah, just wherever you're at on your journey, whether you're just curious, whether you're just being nosy, whether you're like, you know that there's a problem like I did, like know that even if you're just questioning it, there's something to that. There's a reason why you're questioning it. If you were just a regular drinker, I don't think you would really think about it as much as we do when we know we're doing too much. So I say that with love. I say that so gently because trust me, I get it. And I say that from the other side. You know what I mean? Like I say that very confidently. Alcohol free and like really no desires, because I'm really enjoying being in my life. And even in the hard parts, last year was really hard, and being able to navigate that sober without alcohol has been really, really nice. So thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad that you're here. If you're still listening, shoot me a DM. Let me know if you would like any tips or tricks, if you would like to just hear more. But know that I'm always available. Know that, you know, if you need support, I can at least hold the space for you. Thank you so much for listening. Speaking of Instagram, be sure to follow me on Instagram. I'll be updating it more. And yeah, have a beautiful rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon. Over my killers don't tell.